A brief landed Tuesday morning. The Trump administration has approved bipartisan tariffs targeting countries still buying Russian oil, China and India especially. Zelensky was briefed in Kyiv that this has presidential backing, meant to cut Moscow's war revenue. H. Hildegard of Bingen speaks first, then Henry David Thoreau.
This is what the polity does when force will not serve. It reaches for leverage instead. The intention is alive, stop a war, cut the aggressor's revenue. The instrument is dry, make business with Russia so costly that even allies must abandon it. When Abbot Kuno held my nuns at DSIB Odenberg and would not free them to Rupertsburg, I did not argue theology. I let his abbey empty and let the revenue fall. It worked. The pressure forced his hand. Yet something vital broke in that victory. Years later, when I myself faced Rome's interdict for burying an excommunicated man in sacred ground, I understood economic architecture can bend an institution, but cannot heal it. You can silence the music and force obedience. The obedience comes. The music does not return even when Rome relents. Tariffs will probably work. Countries will calculate whether Russian oil is worth the cost. But the relationships will be different afterward, transactional, based on coercion rather than consent. That is what leverage always costs.
A nation proposes tariffs on others unless they stop buying Russian oil. The logic assumes you need our market more than theirs. India and China have already done the calculation differently. They have alternatives, reserves, suppliers on other continents. They are not Massachusetts merchants cowering before an amendment. I watched the mill owners near Concord assume they could set the terms for every town downriver, and they made the same fundamental error. Leverage only works when the coerced has no alternative. When this tariff arrives and they refuse to bow, when they shrug and keep buying, America will have retaliatory tariffs on its hands and no actual change in Russian revenue. The eloquence of cut Putin's funding is excellent. The mechanism assumes a world that no longer exists.
CBS News carried the report. When military pressure plateaus, leverage flows through markets. That's old news for today.